I know what you want me to see. It's a creek.
Sure. When you think of a creek, you mentioned river. Is what's the relation in size? Would a creek be smaller than a river?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you mentioned stream, too. How does that fit in there?
I don't know. We discussed this not long ago. Our property has a lot of what we call creeks. But I don't know the difference in a creek and a stream, because these end up, you know, having a stream of water.
Sure.
So I don't know the difference. I'm sorry about that.
Do the creeks around here have names? Do any come to mind?
Well, I don't know of any right offhand.
Okay, what about rivers?
Oh, the rivers, I guess, have names in every case. Yes, they do.
Can you recall the names of a few rivers close by in this county?
Oh, in this county, I don't think that we have, the Oconee River is partially in Leon County. That's the only river I can think of in here. We have the Apalachicola River nearby, the Wakulla
yes,
River is nearby.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't remember anymore right now.
Okay. What about, say if you had a heavy rainfall and it's washed away some land, maybe on the side of the road, until it's about, oh, I don't know, several feet deep, several feet across. What would you call a place like that?
A gully, maybe.
All right. Or say if you were walking around out in the woods somewhere and you came to a place that's been gradually eaten away by flowing water until maybe, say, oh, it's 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, something like that. What would you call that kind of place?
You know, I guess that we still call those gullies, huh?
Gully.
I don't know what a gully is. I guess we've just...
Sure, that's what I would call it. You ever heard people use the word ravine around here?
I've heard it, but not to any great extent.
Okay. What about maybe around the sea, around the ocean, a little bit of water that goes in and out with the tide? Do you have any idea what you might call that?
I don't know. I don't know much about the seashore either, sir.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask, a slough or a wash or a bow or something like that. Any of those do?
I would probably say slough. That would be the word that I've heard more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know what a slough is.
Okay, fine. What about if you were going up a slight elevation in land? You'd say you were going up a little
hill?
All righty. Would you ever call anything besides that, or have you ever heard people use any other word?
I can't think of any right now.
Okay, well, let's say in order to open the door, I have to turn the...
You have to turn the doorknob?
Sure.
The knob?
Ever heard people call a hill a knob?
No, I've read that in books, but I haven't called it a knob. No.
Okay, right. Talking about a hill, something a great deal bigger than a hill, that would be a regular...
Mountain?
Sure, okay. A few things about a mountain, the rocky edge of a mountain that falls off very sharply, you would call that the... He was looking over the...
The cliff? What's the cliff?
Sure.
I don't know.
And the plural of that, you would talk about several.
Cliffs?
Sure. Do you have any idea what you would call a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
Is that a valley?
Sure. Could be.
I don't know.
What about this? You know, when you watch these old westerns, the gunfighters, every time they shot somebody, they would carve in the handle of their gun.
A notch?
Yeah. Ever heard that referred to, a notch as a low place in the mountains?
I don't think I have.
Okay. What about a place where boats would stop and unload their freight? Then you would call that a... Dock, wharf, pier,